This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What happens to self-awareness when you are deeply in love? Why love is the hardest test your self-awareness will ever face. In short, love does not destroy self-awareness. It creates conditions where self-awareness becomes genuinely difficult to practice. Where attention shifts outward, where identity begins to merge with your partner's, and small accommodations accumulate into a drift you may not notice until you are well inside it. Being in love naturally narrows your focus inward on the relationship and outward on your partner, leaving little attention for honest self-observation. Identity drift is gradual and feels like growth, which is why it is so easy to miss. You can stay grounded without withdrawing from love, but it requires deliberate practice, not just good intentions. Definition: self-awareness in love is the capacity to observe your own emotions, behaviors, and identity clearly while inside a romantic relationship. It requires you to distinguish between who you genuinely are and who you are becoming in response to another person, even when that person matters deeply to you. When someone falls deeply in love, the version of themselves they present to the world tends to shift, not always dramatically, often so gradually that they cannot see it happening. I have watched this in people I know well, in couples I have worked with, and, if I'm being honest, in myself. The question worth sitting with is not whether love changes us, but how it changes our ability to see ourselves clearly. Self-awareness in love does not simply weaken. It faces a specific kind of pressure that most other life experiences do not produce, and understanding that pressure is where real clarity begins. What love actually does to the way you see yourself. Most people assume that self-awareness is something you either have or you do not. A stable trait, like eye color. In reality, it is far more like balance on a boat. You can stand perfectly steady in calm water and completely lose your footing the moment the conditions change. Romantic love changes the conditions in several ways at once. Your attention, which is the raw material of self-awareness, shifts outward. You become preoccupied with your partner, their moods, their needs, their reactions to you. This is not weakness or naivety. It is biology and attachment doing exactly what they are designed to do. The problem is that attention and self-observation draw from the same well. When most of your attention flows outward toward another person, there is simply less of it available for honest inward observation. You stop noticing your own patterns because you're too busy noticing theirs. The mechanism most people never name: identity drift. Here is the part that tends to go unrecognized. When you spend significant time with someone you love deeply, you begin to mirror them. Their speech patterns, their preferences, their opinions on small things. This mirroring is not a conscious choice. It is a social bonding mechanism, and it operates below the level of deliberate awareness. The trouble is that mirroring is not neutral. When you adopt someone else's preferences and opinions consistently, they begin to feel like your own. You stop asking whether a particular view is genuinely yours or whether it was absorbed from your partner. The distinction quietly disappears. I watched this happen to a man I had known for 20 years. Confident in his opinions, clear about his values. 3 years into a relationship, he had shifted his politics, his social circle, his hobbies, and even his diet, all without appearing to notice. When I raised it gently, he called it personal growth. Some of it may well have been. But he could not tell which parts were growth and which parts were accommodation. And that inability to distinguish between the two is precisely what compromised his self-awareness. Identity drift feels like growth from the inside. That is what makes it so difficult to catch. Growth involves becoming more fully yourself. Drift involves becoming more fully an extension of someone else, and the emotional experience of both can feel identical when you are inside them. Where self-awareness actually breaks down in real relationships. Understanding this as an abstract idea is one thing. Seeing where it shows up in real conversations is another. These are the moments where self-awareness in love most visibly loses ground. During disagreements. When two people who care deeply about each other argue, the discomfort of conflict creates enormous pressure to capitulate. Not because one person is necessarily right, but because agreement restores warmth. Over time, you may find yourself abandoning positions not because you've been genuinely persuaded, but because you cannot tolerate the emotional distance that disagreement creates. Each small capitulation is a small reduction in honest self-knowledge. Understanding how your nervous system reacts in these moments is directly connected to the kind of amygdala hijack responses explored here. When receiving feedback from a partner,
feedback from someone you love lands differently than feedback from a colleague or a friend.
The stakes feel higher. The criticism feels more personal. Your defenses activate faster. Staying open to an honest assessment from someone whose approval you deeply want requires a level of emotional regulation that most people underestimate. Remaining calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction is a skill worth building deliberately, and the Core Framework offers a direct method for doing exactly that. In the stories you tell about yourself, couples develop shared narratives: who is the organized one, who is the creative one, who is better with money. These stories are convenient, and they are also limiting. Once you accept a role in the couple's shared identity, your self-perception begins to conform to it. You stop testing yourself against your own standards and start measuring yourself against the story the relationship has assigned you. Why the people who need this most often miss it? Self-awareness requires a degree of psychological distance, the ability to step back and observe yourself as if from the outside. Love systematically reduces that distance. You become emotionally fused with your partner in ways that feel like intimacy, and often genuinely are, but which also make it very difficult to see yourself with clarity. There is also the problem of motivation. When a relationship feels good, rigorous self-examination feels unnecessary. You are happy. Why interrogate that? The answer is that self-awareness is not primarily useful for diagnosing what is wrong. It is useful for keeping you grounded in who you are while the relationship evolves. By the time you feel the need to examine yourself, the drift may already be significant. This connects directly to the confidence-competence loop. When things feel smooth, we stop practicing the skills that kept them smooth. Self-awareness is exactly that kind of skill. It needs regular exercise precisely when everything seems fine. People who build self-awareness quickly tend to practice it as a habit rather than a response to crisis. A further complication is that the people around you often collude, unintentionally, in your blind spots. Friends and family tend to affirm the relationship when it appears to be going well. They do not raise what they notice because they do not want to interfere. The honest mirror that good self-awareness requires is often absent at exactly the moment it is most needed. This mirrors what happens in team environments where group harmony suppresses honest feedback, a dynamic that amygdala hijack patterns within teams can amplify further. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What self-awareness in love actually demands from you. The good news is that staying grounded does not require you to hold yourself apart from love. It requires specific, practical habits that you can build before and during a relationship. Here is what I have found across decades of watching this play out in real people's lives. Maintain a clear record of your own views. This is not about being rigid or oppositional. It is about knowing, clearly, what you actually think before you enter a conversation with your partner. Journaling serves this purpose well, not as emotional processing, but as a practice of articulating your positions before they can be shaped by someone else's presence. Even 5 minutes of honest writing every few days builds a record you can return to. Notice when your confidence has become borrowed. If you consistently feel more certain about your views when your partner agrees with them, and less certain when they do not, that is information. Genuine self-awareness produces a kind of inner steadiness that does not depend on external confirmation. The confidence-competence loop is directly relevant here. Competence builds real confidence, while approval-seeking builds only fragile confidence. Managers who navigate this well show exactly why some leaders handle tension better than others. Keep relationships outside the relationship strong. Friendships and family connections that predate the relationship serve as anchors. They hold a version of you that your partner's presence has not shaped. When those connections go quiet, as they often do in the early stages of love, the anchor lifts. Sustaining them is not a sign of incomplete commitment. It is a sign of emotional maturity. Learn to sit with your own discomfort rather than resolving it to your partner. When you are unsettled, uncertain, or anxious, the pull towards your partner for reassurance is powerful. There is nothing wrong with seeking comfort from someone you love. But if that becomes the only way you manage your own emotional state, you lose the capacity to know yourself outside of them. This is not theory. I have seen capable, self-possessed people become genuinely unable to make decisions without first consulting their partner,
not because the relationship was controlling, but because they had quietly outsourced their own inner compass. The question that changes everything. Here is the truth of it. The central question is not whether love affects your self-awareness. It does, and it will, regardless of how emotionally intelligent you are or how strong your habits of reflection might be. The question is whether you build the conditions for self-awareness to recover. Love at its best does not diminish who you are. It gives your relationship secure enough to keep becoming yourself. But that security does not appear automatically. You build it through the practice of staying honest, staying connected to yourself, and treating self-awareness in love not as a luxury for difficult times, but as a daily discipline that protects everything the relationship is built on. Frequently asked questions. What is self-awareness and love? Self-awareness and love is the ability to recognize your own emotions, behaviors, and patterns while inside a romantic relationship. It requires you to stay connected to your own identity even as love naturally pulls you toward merging with another person. It is harder than it sounds. Why does self-awareness decrease when you fall in love? When you fall in love, your attention shifts outward toward your partner and your brain rewards closeness and harmony. This makes self-reflection feel less urgent. You also begin mirroring your partner unconsciously, which gradually blurs the line between your identity and theirs without you noticing. How do you maintain self-awareness in a romantic relationship? You maintain self-awareness in a romantic relationship by building regular habits of reflection, such as journaling or honest conversations with trusted friends outside the relationship. Notice when your preferences, opinions, or behaviors have shifted. Ask yourself whether the change came from genuine growth or from accommodation. Can being in love cause you to lose your sense of self? Yes, and it happens to people with strong self-awareness too. The loss is gradual. You accommodate small things, mirror your partner, avoid certain topics to keep peace. Over time, those small adjustments compound into a significant drift from who you were before the relationship began. What are the signs that love is affecting your self-awareness? Common signs include difficulty knowing what you actually want without checking with your partner first, feeling unsettled or anxious when apart, changing opinions quickly after disagreements, and noticing that friends or family remark you seem different. These are signals that self-awareness needs attention, not that the relationship is doomed. How does emotional intelligence help with self-awareness in love? Emotional intelligence gives you the tools to observe your own reactions rather than just experience them. In love, this means noticing when you're suppressing feelings to keep the peace, recognizing the difference between genuine agreement and people-pleasing, and staying honest with yourself about your own needs and boundaries. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.